dictation for patient Willie Raines, W-I-L-L-I-E-R-A-I-N-E-S, Willie Raines. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation secondary to an automobile accident that occurred on 8-18-2022 dictation. Sorry, the patient allegedly reported that he was hit on rear-ended and also T-bone on the driver's side while his car was spinning, and he was trying to steer away from the auto accident. The accident occurred in Detroit on Michigan Avenue and resulted in headache with forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, loss of memory, nightmares, blurred vision. And it started with the pain in the neck, upper back, across the shoulders, mid-back, lower back, with intermittent radiation to the both arms involving all of the fingers bilaterally and anteriorly in C5-6 nerve distribution. The involvement of both shoulders was reported with severe pain 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with the inability to abduct the arm beyond 90 degrees, as well as weakness of the arms. He also started reporting pain in the right knee, both hips, and radiation to both legs below the knee anteriorly in L4-5 nerve distribution. He also jammed his left thumb into the steering wheel that caused additional pain and painful tendons and decreased range of motion of the shoulder of the thumb. And today the patient came and he reports that his pain in the shoulder has improved to around 5, and he is able to lift his shoulders up to 130 degrees of abduction bilaterally, and some improvement is there. The weakness of the arm is also lessened. The numbness and tingling of both hands is still present, but there is no shooting pain or radiation of the pain at all in the upper extremity or even in the lower extremity. The neck pain, mid-back pain, and lower back pain is reported to be 5. And he also has some pain in the right, in the left, in the right thumb that he jarred earlier. The patient is using a brace, the neck brace, mid-back brace, hand brace, and he also has been seeing the chiropractor, and according to him, he was in pain, too much pain because of the chiropractic treatment. At this time, the pain level are from 5 to 7. And the ADLs are affected as follows: the general activity and work are, and enjoyment of life at 8 out of a scale of 1 to 10. 30% relief has been obtained by the current pain management protocol. In the system review, a patient reports in neurology site there is a persistent headache that are around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. And they are less frequent than before, as well as they are only present in the front and the back of the shoulder. Hi, this is the patient complains of difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient complains of pain in both shoulders and stiffness of both shoulders. Pain in the neck around 5, and stiffness of the neck, and lower back pain at around 5, with stiffness of the lower back, as well as decreased range of motion of the both shoulders, and pins and needles occasionally in the both hands and all the fingers, with the pain in the wrist and hand bilaterally, pain in right knee and hip pain, right hip pain. In the GI, patient does not have any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. And the G is vaginal incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain has slightly worsened and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are none. Substance abuse is none. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 148 over 113, pulse is 61, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 9/30/2022, dictation number 1001-032. Plan of care. The patient is advised to continue wearing all the braces. You continue the therapy, chiropractic treatment, physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on all the pain areas with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, and disability has been provided for work, housework, and transportation. The patient is further provided Narco 5-325 once a day, PRN for extremely severe pain. After reviewing his MAPS, he is provided with a quad cane and a neck brace. And he's also ordered a neuropsych therapy and a chiropractic evaluation to add further to the physical therapy. Medications are also provided in the area of Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Elevil 50 milligram daily at night. Xanax, 1 milligram twice a day for anxiety, Lyrica for pain relief, in addition to Narco. The patient reported that he still has been improving, but not 100%. An MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine is being ordered today to identify the correct pathology and to modify his treatment to the unique way of depending on, based on the pathology found. Patient understands all the issues and he will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.